KINY presents Gold Medal Basketball. Listen live, stream at KINYradio.com, and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal Play-by-Play Booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Tournament, 26 of 42. This is C bracket competition featuring Angoon versus Metlakatla. And we're about to get things underway. Basketball fans, we'd like to extend our thank you to all of our sponsors that make tonight's broadcast possible. A big thank you to Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, Subway, Kootsnawu, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, The Mason Jar, Glacier Gardens, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska. Again, many thanks to our sponsors for enabling this tournament to be broadcast live on the radio. A nice addition to the live basketball coverage was the coverage of the memorial ceremony here at the tournament. Big thank you to Mike Clasby for getting down there on the floor with Sasha Soboloff to bring that important part of this tournament to the radio waves. We're about to get things started as Angoon and Metlakatla take the court. And the initial tip controlled by Metlakatla. We'll get you the starting lineups here of these squads here in just a moment. Ball passed out of the post. Turnaround jumper no good. Rebound, Angoon. James Wilson going to dribble the ball all the way down to the right wing. He passes a catch-and-shoot three-pointer. Count that one good. John Grossman Jr. for three. Metlakatla, basketball, top of the key, three-point shot, up, no good, rebound, Angoon. Rebound secured by Guy Hunter, and Hunter dribbling at the top of the key. Pass to the corner, three-point shot is up. And that's good. Number 34, James Wilson on that bucket. Starting five for Angoon, Michael Pitka, Levi Johnson Sr., John Grossman Jr., Guy Hunter, and James Wilson. Stay tuned as we get you the starting lineup here for Metlakatla in just a moment. Metlakatla basketball, inbound from the sideline. Pass to the left wing. Thinking about a three-pointer, decides not to. Goes into his dribble. He's flipped and Guthrie. Pass to number 15, Jay Scudero. That's no good. But on the rebound, with the cleanup, is Brian Hayward for two. Angoon basketball. Guy Hunter. Kicks it out, back to Hunter in the corner, three-point attempt, up, no good, rebound, tipped away, initially secured by Chris Booth. Knocked out of bounds by Angoon, and remain Metlakatla basketball. Starting lineup for Metlakatla, Brian Hayward, Apollo Marsden, Clifton Guthrie, Jay Scudero, and a three-pointer by Scudero, up and good. And then Chris Booth, the fifth starter for Metlakatla. Angoon basketball, Michael Pitka hits a cutter. Back to Pitka on the give and go and a lay-in. A nice looking play, and it's good for 2 points scored by zero, Michael Pitka. Metlakatla basketball dribbling down, turning around from the block. Nice turnaround jumper. That bucket's good. By number 14, Clifton Guthrie. Pass down to the block. Turnaround jump shot is actually a hook shot. Looking good. Number 22, Guy Hunter for two. 8-7, Angoon leads Metlakatla. Catch and shoot three-pointer. Up and good for Met. That's number 14, Clifton Guthrie, and that's his fifth point of the ballgame. Ball passed to the corner, thinking about a jumper, no good. Back to the top. Pitka swings the ball around to Wilson. James Wilson pulls up. He tries a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Metlakatla. Tied at 10. Jay Scudero crosses the timeline. Scudero with a deep three-pointer, and that's good. Holy moly. That's 2 3-pointers for Scudero as Met moves up to 13 versus Angoon's 10. A three-point launch, no good by Angoon. Rebound, Metlakatla. Met will slow dribble the ball. Playing the point for Metlakatla is Chris Booth. He swings it around to Marsden. Marsden looking inside down low, backing in, hitting a cutter up at the top of the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Brian Hayward. Hayward dishes to Clifton Guthrie, and Clifton Guthrie puts up another bucket as he's got 7 early on, and Metlakatla takes a 5-point lead. 5:40 left to go here in the first. Metlakatla 15, Angoon 10. Winner continues. Loser is out of the tournament. Angoon, dribble drive, pulling up from about 10 feet, was number 12, John Grossman Jr., and that's his 5th point of the ball game. As Angoon pulls to within 3. Chase Scudero looking down to the low post. Back up to the top of the key. It's Chris Booth. Chris Booth going to dribble and drive. Dishes right under the bucket. The shot was up and no good by Clifton Guthrie. However, Metlakatla able to steal the ball. There's still the scrum on the floor. Possession secured by Angoon as Michael Pitka on the hustle play, able to get that ball passed out to Guy Hunter. Guy Hunter for Angoon. Dribbles down to the left wing.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Metlakatla 18, Angoon 15, Scudero in the corner for Met. He spins, dishes to the opposite corner, top of the key, three-point attempt. It's up, a bit short. Rebound, Angoon. Long cross-court pass to Pitka. Pitka able to handle it, and he scoops the lay-in. Nothing but net, didn't even have to use the backboard. Brian Hayward will cross the timeline for Metlakatla. 17 for Angoon, 18 for Met. 3:12 left to go here in the first. And a foul on the floor. We'll see who that's against. The foul goes against Levi Johnson Sr. of Angoon as Metlakatla will keep the ball in their own half court. Ball's inbounded to Booth. Chris Booth tries a 10-footer. No good. Rebound, Angoon. Rebound secured by John Grossman Jr. as he outlets to Pitka, and Pitka will cross the timeline. Met 18, Angoon 17. Grossman Jr. has the ball stolen away. And then Grossman turns around and fouls, so it'll be Metlakatla basketball on the sideline, inbounded to Booth. Chris Booth swings the ball to Brian Hayward on the left wing. Hayward looking down low, thinking about hitting the post, and he does. Hits Marsden. Dan Marsden back up to Booth. Booth tries the three-pointer, and that's good. Chris Booth for 3. Check that. That three-pointer was made by Brian Hayward, so for the record books. And Goon basketball. Guy Hunter dribbling about the midcourt. Hits a cutter right down the center of the lane. And the floater by Levi Johnson is good. A nice assist there by Guy Hunter. Metlakatla basketball. Metlakatla leads 21-19. 2 minutes left to go here in the first. Ball passed down on a low block. Back up high to Brendabull. Brendabull launches a three-pointer. That's in and out. Rebound Angoon secured by Guy Hunter. Guy Hunter will dribble the ball. Still in the backcourt. Walking the ball across the timeline. Minute 44 left to go. Metlakatla 21, Angoon 19. Hunter trying to dish to the center lane. Ball's kicked by Metlakatla. So we'll stay down on the Angoon half court. Substitution for Angoon. Checking back into the ball game is James Wilson. Also checking into the ball game is Stephen Johnson. So Angoon basketball in their half court on the baseline. Ball's inbounded to Levi Johnson. Johnson has the ball knocked away. And before he loses possession, there is a timeout on the floor for Angoon. Fans are listening to KINY. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Welcome back to live action as Angoon turns the ball over on the out-of-bounds play, secured by Chris Booth. Chris Booth passed down to the low block, backing in on the turnaround jumpers. Hayward, little body contact, no foul called. Rebound Angoon. Michael Pitka. He'll get things going for Angoon. Passing inside. Dribbling out to the corner. And actually dribbling on the baseline was Levi Johnson Sr., so it'll be Metlakatla basketball. Metlakatla leads by two, 21-19. A minute left to go here in the first. Ball's inbounded. Chris Booth will walk the ball down the court for Metlakatla. This is the C bracket. Winner advances. Loser goes home. Booth picks up his dribble in the corner, gets it out to Marsden. Apollo Marsden, back to Booth, back to Marsden at the elbow. He hits a cutter, and a nice look, a missed lay-in by Clifton Guthrie, rebound Pitka, and Pitka doesn't like the numbers. He tries to pass to a teammate, and Apollo Marsden with the block, Booth. And Booth gets fouled by Pitka on the reach. It'll be Metlakatla basketball on the sideline near the midcourt. 24 seconds left to go here in the first. Metlakatla leads by a score of 21-19. Again, I want to extend our congratulations to both the boys and girls Thunder Mountain High School basketball teams, both winning tonight at the state tournament. Congratulations, Falcon Nation. Catch and shoot three-pointer, no good by Met. Rebound, outlet to Pitka. Pitka picks up his dribble, however, able to hit James Wilson. Wilson back to Pitka. Pitka with a three-point attempt. That's no good. Rebound put back up. Also missed by Levi Johnson, and that's the end of the first period of play. Gold medal basketball fans, this is Scott McAdams on the mic. You're listening to KINY. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Welcome back to the ball game as Angoon gets things started here in the second period. On the onset, a quick pass to the low post. Turning around on the jump shot, getting fouled is Levi Johnson Sr., and he's at the line to shoot two. Johnson's first free throw is up, and it's good. Metlakatla 21, Angoon 20. C bracket. Second free throw is up. It's a bit short. Rebound by Hayward. Outlet to Marsden. Marsden outlets to Booth. Booth crosses the timeline. He's going to dribble all the way down to the right corner. Back out to the right wing. Passes to Scudero. Catch and shoot by Jace, and that's no good. Rebound, Angoon. Outlet to Pitka. Pitka going to cross the timeline as he pushes the ball down court. Pitka to Grossman. Grossman three-pointer, and he's a shooter. John Grossman Jr. And he's got 11 points on the night on three three-point shots in a single field goal. Scudero to Marsden. Apollo Marsden fouled on the floor as he tries to make a post move on the low block. Not a shooting foul, so it'll remain in the Metlakatla half court as Brian Hayward takes it out of bounds. Inbounded, right under the bucket. Clearing out is Clifton Guthrie. And it looked like Guthrie was about to have the ball stolen, so Metlakatla calls a timeout. Basketball fans, you're tuned into KINY. Stay tuned. We have more basketball after this 30-second break.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back. So Metlakatla with a nice out-of-bounds play. Chris Booth wide open on the left side for a lay-in. That's good. 4-2. Angoon. Shot attempt no good. Rebound Hayward. Hayward trying to hit a cutting Booth. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Angoon ball on the sideline. Tied up at 23. 8:38 left to go here in the second period of play. Ball's inbounded to Pitka. Michael Pitka swings around to Walter Washington, who's in the ball game. Shots up, no good from Washington. Rebound to Paula Marsden. Marsden outlets to Jace Scudero. Scudero crosses the timeline. Scudero dribble drives, dishes with the dribble drive on the catch. Up, no good. Rebound Hayward. He puts it back up. Counted for two. Brian Hayward cleaning things up on the glass and getting some points in the meantime. Metlakatla 25, Angoon 23. Angoon basketball. Ball swings around to the left wing. Back up to the top of the key to the right wing. It's Levi Johnson Sr. And a foul. Scudero trying to steal the ball, commits the foul on the reach-in instead. Angoon basketball on the sideline, right in front of the Metlakatla bench. Angoon in white, Metlakatla in black with the red trim. Turnaround jumper on the catch. That's an 18-footer for 2 points. Number 12, John Grossman Jr. Tied at 25s. 7:40 left to go here in the first half. Booth crosses the timeline. He's going to dish. Finds Scudero at the corner of the free throw line. Scudero keeping his dribble. Looks inside to Booth. Booth, a 10-footer, and it rattles around. Check that. That's actually Brian Hayward on the bucket for two. 27-25, Met leads Angoon. C bracket basketball. John Grossman back to the top of the key. James Wilson. Wilson swings it to Pitka in the corner. Pitka back to Dim Johnson. Dim Johnson hits a cutter. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Matt Laketla. Rebound by Jay Scudero. Outlets to Apollo Marsden, who swings it back around to Chris Booth. Chris Booth, top of the key, looks inside on the low back. Back to Booth. Booth catch and shoot three-pointer. That's off. Rebound, Hayward. Hayward kicks it to Scudero. Scudero receives it at the wing, drives to the baseline, gets fouled on the floor prior to the shot. Foul's going to be on James Wilson. So two fouls on Met, two fouls on Angoon. 6:38 left to go here in the second period. 27-25, Met leads Angoon. Ball's inbounded. Guthrie drives, rattles around. No good. Rebound. Angoon's John Grossman Jr. with the rebound, and he'll cross the timeline. Gets double-teamed. Swings it around. Now it's to the corner. Three-point attempt. It's up. No good. Rebound. Met Laketla's Chris Booth. And a steal. Putting it back up on the steal and the shot. Michael Pitka. So a nice heads-up play by Angoon defensively, and we're all tied up at 27. Scudero hits the corner. It's Guthrie. Shots up. No good. Rebound by Booth. Booth drives the sideline. Back to Guthrie. Scudero from the wing. He tries a three-pointer. Nothing but net. Count it good. Number 15, Jace Scudero. Basketball fans, we have another timeout on the floor. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this 30-second commercial timeout.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and one goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Welcome back to the George Eason Gymnasium. Angoon about to inbound the ball after their timeout. Fans, be sure to tune in tomorrow. We have a long day tomorrow with 8 total games. We start at 10 in the morning with the Masters and end at 9 at night with B Division basketball. Steal, Met Laketla, Booth, and a backcourt violation. So Booth trapped, unable to get a pass off to Hayward. With the over and back, it'll be Angoon basketball. So as I was saying, tomorrow we start things off. Mike Clasby will be on the mic for the first 4 games, doing a marathon. And those games start at 10 a.m. All 42 games being broadcast here live on KINY. And we are proud and happy to do it. A scrum on the floor results in Met Laketla taking the ball over on the Angoon half court. So Jay Scudero is going to walk the ball across the timeline, take a screen, launch a deep three-pointer. That's a bit short. Rebound, Angoon. Dim Johnson on the rebound. Pass to the corner. Three-point attempt is up. No good. Rebound Met. It's Hayward on the rebound. Booth crosses the timeline. Hits it to Scudero in the post. Scudero fires to the corner. dribble driving and shooting a floater, no good for Guthrie. Rebound, Levi Johnson Sr. for Angoon, and he gets fouled after the rebound. Metlakatla 30, Angoon 27, 4:40 left to go here in the first half of play. We're in the C bracket, game 26 of 42. Wednesday night, this tournament goes all the way through Saturday, and again tomorrow we have 8 games, all of which will be broadcast live on the radio. Pitkett drives and he dishes, able to save the ball as Guy Hunter from going out of bounds. Fadeaway jumper from the block, up and no good. John Grossman on the shot. However, the rebound last touched by Angoon, or checked out by Metlakatla, goes out of bounds. Angoon basketball in their own half court. James Wilson takes the ball out of bounds. Passes deep with a catch and shoot from about 25 feet. No good for Angoon's John Grossman. We have a whistle looking for the foul here. May not have been a foul. Nevertheless, it is Metlakatla basketball as Brian Hayward crosses the timeline to get things set up. He'll dribble back and forth at the midcourt. Give and go pass back to Hayward. He's going to feed the he's going to feed Apollo down in the low block. Apollo Marsden kicks it up high. Three-pointer's no good. Rebounded. Dish back to Apollo, and he's wide open on the left side for the easy lay-in. 2 points for number 13, Apollo Marsden. Driving the bucket. In transition is Angoon. Layup is missed. Rebound by Hayward. Hayward outlets to Marsden. Marsden hands the ball off to Scudero. Jay Scudero playing the point. 32-27. Met leads Angoon. Scudero with a pull-up jumper. No good. A bit short. Rebound Guy Hunter. And now Angoon will walk the ball down the court. 3:11 left to go in the second period of play. A drive by Grossman. And Grossman puts up a shot, gets fouled in the process, does not make it, but at the line, shooting two for Angoon, number 12, John Grossman, Sr. Grossman dribbling. First shot's up. First shot's a bit strong. No good. Grossman going to attempt his second free throw here. And the second free throw for Grossman is up, and that one's good. 14 total points for John Grossman here in the first half of play. Metlakatla basketball. On the left wing is Jay Scudero. He swings it around to Marsden, Apollo Marsden, to Brendable. Brendable in the ball game on the left wing, dribbles up to the top of the key, hits Scudero in the high post, pass down to Hayward in the low post. Hayward turns around with a nice 7-foot jump shot. Count it good. Brian Hayward. Grossman hits the deck, able to get it off. Pass intercepted, though, by James Wilson as he was trying to feed the post. Hayward to Marsden. Marsden, Apollo Marsden on a 3-pointer, no good. Rebound Angoon is James Wilson. James Wilson to Michael Pitka. Pitka crosses the timeline. He's going to attack the basket, loses control of the handle. Hayward secures the ball and then gets hacked. So a reach-in as Hayward will take the ball out of bounds on the sideline. 2:04 left to go in the first half. He inbounds it to Guthrie. Guthrie will cross the midcourt line. To Apollo Marsden in the left corner, back to the top of the key. It's Hayward. Hayward swings it around to Guthrie. Guthrie drives to the corner. Now he hits the top of the key. He's going to put up a floater, and that's good. Count it good for number 14, Clifton Guthrie. Pitka with a nice drive of the baseline and a scoop shot for two. Michael Pitka with his eighth point as Metlakatla takes a six-point lead, 36-30, minute 27 left to go in the first half. Guthrie dribbles to the right corner. Coming out to help him is Marsden. Apollo Marsden being guarded tightly, playing up at the top of the key, dribbles down to the right corner, swings it around. Back to Marsden. Marsden looking inside to Hayward. Hayward hits a cutter. Not there. Brendable recovers the ball. Back to Guthrie, top of the key. Guthrie to Hayward. Back to Brendable. John Marsden now in the ball game, and a pass stolen up and good for the easy lay-in for number 12, John Grossman, as he adds additional points to his stat line. 46 seconds left to go. Metlakatla 36, Angoon 32. Guthrie, catch and shoot three-pointer. That's up, and there's enough there. He gets it in. Count it good for three, Clifton Guthrie. And Guthrie has 12 in the first half. 30 seconds left to go. Met leads by 7, 39-32. Angoon basketball, driving the bucket, putting it up, missing it, no good, getting his own rebound, and a reverse lay-in for Guy Hunter, and that's his fourth point of the ball game as he decreases the lead to 5 with 13 seconds left on the clock. Apollo Marsden going to dribble all the way down the corner. Pitka comes in to try to steal the ball. That'll be the fourth team foul on Angoon, both teams with 4. 8 seconds left to go. And that is, in fact, a shooting foul at the line to shoot two. Or no, it's not. I think Marsden still thinks it is. Nevertheless, Hayward's going to take it out of bounds. Ball's inbounded. Shots up. No good. Rebound. Angoon. 2 seconds to make something happen. Half-court shot up and no good. Gold medal basketball fans, at the end of the first half, your score is Metlakatla 39, Angoon 34. You've been tuned into live basketball coverage here on KINY. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your halftime scoring summary.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how!
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Welcome back to KINY's broadcast of live basketball action here at the Gold Medal Tournament. The Lions Club hosting this event for the last 75 years, starting in 1947. Thank you for tuning in. Basketball fans, this is your KINY halftime scoring summary. So here in this C bracket game, number 26 of 42 here during the course of the tournament. At halftime, Metlakatla leads Angoon by a score of 39-34. Individual scores over on the Angoon side. Michael Pickett contributed 8 in the first half. Levi Johnson scored 3. John Grossman Jr. scored 16 in the first half of play. Guy Hunter contributed 4. And James Wilson scored 3 points, again, for a total of 34 in the first half. Over on the Metlakatla side, Brian Hayward scored 14 points in the first half. Apollo Marston scored 2. Clifton Guthrie scored 12 points. Jay Scudero scored 9. And Chris Booth contributed 2 points for a total of 39 points. Fans, we'd like to express our thanks towards our sponsors for making our broadcast possible. A big thank you goes out to Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto and Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, See Alaska, Subway, Kootsnawoo, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, The Mason Jar, Glacier Gardens, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska. Again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors for making basketball on the radio possible through their support. So we're about to get things started on the second half of play. Again, all the games today are loser out games here in this tournament. So far today, we've seen lots of great basketball, and it continues to be as much. Had a very exciting game in the B ranks in the last game. For those who have not had a chance to make it down here to Juno Douglas High School, please do stop by. Not only is this a basketball tournament, it is also a long-standing cultural event here in Southeast Alaska. The front foyer area of Juno Douglas High School is filled with vendors, lots of interesting things to buy and to see. So even if you're not a basketball fan, it is well worth coming down to visit, even just to go take a look at all the things happening out in front of the gym. We're about to get things started here as Metlakatla will take the ball out of bounds on the sideline. Chase Scudero looking down low. Ball's into Marsden. Apollo Marsden tries a hook shot. That's no good. Rebound Angoon. Outlet pass to Guy Hunter. Guy Hunter dribbles down to the right corner. He's going to pull up a jump shot. No good. Rebound by Guthrie. Guthrie passes to Hayward. Hayward gets it to Chris Booth. Booth passes to Scudero, and Scudero crosses the timeline. He'll pull up for a three-pointer. No good. Long rebound secured by Angoon. Going in on the hustle play to create a jump ball after the missed shot is Jay Scudero. Possession arrow in favor of Angoon. 39-34, Metlakatla leads Angoon. Ball's inbounded. Michael Pitka playing the point. Pitka gets it to the corner. Levi Johnson Sr. has the ball knocked out of his hands. It'll remain in the possession of Angoon. Another attempted inbound pass kicked, this time by Marsden. Finally, hitting an Angoon player in the block, up top, out to the wing, three-point attempt, up, no good, rebound Guthrie, Metlakatla basketball. Guthrie will jog up across the midcourt line, get things set up offensively, receives a screen, launches a three-pointer in and out. Rebound, Angoon. Guy Hunter on the rebound. Outlets to James Wilson. James Wilson looking down low and with a shot right under the bucket. Missed, no good. Offensive rebound nevertheless. Levi Johnson Sr., he gets it to Pitka. Pitka with a runner from 15 feet. And Pitka scores two, as that's his 10th point of the ball game, and pulls Angoon to within three. 39-36, 8:32 in the third period. Ball passed down to the low post. It's Hayward. Hayward with a turnaround left-handed hook shot. Brian Hayward for two, and he now has 16 on the night. And extends the lead back to five for Matt Laketla. Michael Pitka passes it to Guy Hunter. Guy Hunter is going to drive the baseline. Tries to pass it out to the corner. However, that's an overpass. Turnover Angoon as Scudero will take the ball out of bounds. Scudero inbounds to Chris Booth. And Booth will walk the ball across the timeline. Booth getting things set up. Dribbles to the wing. Passes to Hayward in the post. Hayward, turnaround jump shot. Should say turnaround hook shot. Does not touch the rim. Goes out of bounds. Angoon basketball. Michael Pitka will slow walk the ball across the midcourt line. We are in the C bracket here. Pitka being tightly guarded by Booth. Nearly loses the ball. Booth swings it around to Levi Johnson Sr. Levi Johnson Sr. at the point. Going to drive right down the middle. Dishes back out. John Grossman Jr. hits Guy Hunter. Guy Hunter in the wing. Down low to the post. A shot goes up. And a foul on the shot. So, missed shot by Levi Johnson Sr. However, he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against Chris Booth at the line shooting two for Angoon. Number nine, Levi Johnson Sr. First shot is up. Rattles around, does not go in. No good. Levi Johnson Sr. about to attempt his second free throw. A bit short. Rebound Matt Laketla. Guthrie with the rebound, and he'll take the point duties on this offensive set. He dribbles down. He feeds the post. It's Jay Scudero at the low block. He's going to pivot, turnaround jumper. Bounces off the front of the rim and on the rotation goes in. Count the basket. And one. So Jay Scudero on the post move. A nice spin. The big man showing athleticism, and he's at the free throw line to shoot one and try to complete the three-point play. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Scudero. He tries a deep three-pointer. That's no good. Angoon basketball as the ball's outlet to Pitka. Pitka's got numbers. He's going to attack the basket. Gets the ball swatted away by Marsden. Ball's recovered by Angoon. Top of the key. It's Grossman. Grossman going to pull up. No, he's going to pass to the corner, and Pitka's going to try a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound, Jay Scudero. Scudero gets tangled up. And it's going to be a jump ball. Levi Johnson Sr. getting it tied up. Matt Laketla possession arrow. Matt Laketla basketball. Scudero about to inbound to Chris Booth. Booth will walk the ball across the midcourt line. Booth to Marsden. Apollo Marsden. A nice move down on the post. And with a drop step, Apollo Marsden for two. Angoon basketball, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Grossman. He tries to pass inside. That ball is stolen by Hayward, Brian Hayward. Outlets to Scudero. Jay Scudero pump fakes from the three-point line. Now he's going to put in a floater. And he gets fouled. The ball gets blocked from behind. No foul. So a blocked shot by Angoon's number 12, John Grossman. On the Scudero jump shot, Scudero will go have a seat on the bench as Brendable Sid Brendable will check back into the ball game. Substitution for Angoon, Dim Johnson coming into the ball game as James Wilson will step out. Metlakatla basketball to Apollo Marsden, top of the key. Marsden, the center, dishes to Hayward. Hayward on a catch-and-shoot three-pointer. That's no good. Battle underneath for the rebound secured by Grossman as Grossman outlets to Levi Johnson Sr. Johnson. Ball passed up to the top of the key. It's Stephen Johnson. Stephen Johnson swings it over to Guy Hunter. Guy Hunter on the left wing. He's going to dribble drive from the corner of the free throw line. Nothing but net on the jump shot by Guy Johnson. Metlakatla 45, Angoon 38. 5:25 left to go in the third. Ball's passed inside to Hayward. Hayward down on the block. Gets the ball knocked away. Puts it back up strong. Rebound by Grossman. No bucket. Angoon basketball. Guy Hunter will play the point on this offensive set. Hunter to the corner. Back to Hunter. Hunter's going to dribble down to the corner. Now he's going to attack the baseline. Swings it back up tough to Dim Johnson. Dim Johnson around to White. Turnaround jumper down low by Grossman. That's no good. Rebound Metlakatla. Basketball fans, we have a timeout on the floor. You've been tuned in to KINY's coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas,
they've got it all.
Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back to the ball game. As the teams break from the timeout, and there's a whistle on the floor. And now we're ready to play live. Brendable inbounds to Booth. To Guthrie. Guthrie actually receiving the inbound pass. Guthrie dribbles down to the left wing. Feeds Marsden in the post. Marsden to Scudero at the top of the key. Scudero pumps fake. Dishes back to Marsden. Marsden misses his first shot. Tries to get a rebound. However, secured by Angoon. Outlet to Pitka. And Michael Pitka will play the point. Pitka going to attack the center of the court. Dishes. Jumper up, no good. Rebound Guthrie. Walter Washington on the missed shot for Angoon and checked into the ball game. Guthrie on the right wing, going to drive. Attacks the basket, misses the shot, but gets fouled in the process. Coming to the line to shoot two for Metlakatla, number 14, Clifton Guthrie. Fouls on Angoon's number 22, Guy Hunter. Guthrie, spotting up, shoots his shot, rolls around the rim, no good. Guthrie with one more on the way. 45-38, Metlakatla over Angoon, C bracket basketball, gold medal basketball tournament. Second shot's up, that's no good. Tipped by Apollo Marsden into the hands of Scudero. Scudero misses one shot, puts it back up again, misses that one. Scudero frustrated with those misses. Angoon basketball. Pitka out front. He does not have numbers, but he's going to still attack the basket. Dishes instead. Three-point attempt up. Rebound on the opposite side. Brendable, and he outlets to Guthrie. Guthrie playing the point. Crosses the midcourt line into the Metlakatla half court. Looks at Scudero in the post. Out to Brendable at the top of the key. Brendable misses a three-point shot. Ball does not touch the rim, goes out of bounds. Angoon basketball. Michael Pitka. Passes to Guy Hunter, and Guy Hunter will cross the midcourt line to set things up. Man-to-man defense being played by Matt Lacala. Guy Hunter dribbling around on the left wing, tries to pass it out to the right wing. Ball jumping into the passing lane to knock on the ball out of bounds was Guthrie. So it'll stay on the Angoon half court as they inbound. A nice pass and an attempted shot missed. However, Marsden gets an outlet to Guthrie, and uncontested Guthrie puts up a bucket, and it's good. Clifton Guthrie with his 14th point of the game. Walter Washington dribbles down the corner, gets trapped. Ball last touched by Matt Laketla. Substitution for Angoon. Checking back into the ball game is Levi Johnson Sr. Angoon basketball. Inbounded. Shots up and shots good from the low post. Receiving the pass was Guy Hunter, and he puts it up. He now has 8 on the night. 47-40. Angoon keeping it close here. 2:30 left to go in the third period. Chase Scudero has the ball knocked away, picks up his dribble, maintains possession, gets it to Guthrie. Guthrie gets a screen from Booth. Dribbling, passes to a cutting Brendable back to Guthrie. Guthrie with a catch and shoot three-pointer. Count it good. Clifton Guthrie, and he now has 17 on the night. Pitka. Washington hits a cutting James Wilson. And Wilson nearly steps out of bounds. We'll see who, in fact, is in possession of the ball, and it's Matt Laketla. So a step out of bounds there. Checking back into the ball game for Matt Laketla is Hayward, as Apollo Marsden will have a seat. Booth hits Hayward down in the low post. Hayward going to dribble drive, take the ball strong up to the hoop and count it good. So a power play there by Brian Hayward. Transition bucket, no good.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment. More play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
We have a minute left to play here in the third period. Matt Laketla now leads by 12, 52-40. Angoon basketball. Catch and shoot by Guy Hunter, no good. Rebound Scudero. Scudero outlets to Booth. Booth receives the pass in the Matt Laketla half court. Takes a couple dribbles. And a give and go intercepted by Angoon. Ball's outletted to Pitka. Pitka with a pull-up jumper. Rattles around. No good. Rebound Pitka. He puts it back up again. That's no good. Rebound Booth. Met Laketla basketball. And Chris Booth will take the point with 23 seconds left to go in a 12-point lead. Coming up to the end of the third quarter. Again, Met Laketla leading by a score of 52-40. Chris Booth feeds the post. It's Hayward. Brian Hayward with a turnaround floater. No good. Rebound Pitka. Pitka outlets to Grossman. Grossman trying to dribble down to get a three-pointer off in time, and it's no good. Gold medal basketball fans, at the end of three, your score is Met Laketla 52, Angoon 40. This is C-Bracket Basketball. You're listening to KINY. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this 60-second commercial timeout.
gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. Hey there, movers and shakers. At Cootes Nauwoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Cootes Nauwoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Cootes Nauwoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back to the gym, and you getting things started here in the fourth period. A long three-pointer up and no good. Rebound Metlakatla as Chase Scudero walks the ball across the timeline, passes off to Chris Booth. Chris Booth on the left corner. Dribbles back up to the top of the key. Booth now going to drive. Dishes to Hayward, and Hayward with an easy bucket as the defense collapsed on Booth, leaving Hayward wide open for two. Michael Pitka setting things up for Angoon. Dribbling about at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Passes to Guy Hunter. Guy Hunter swings it around to Dim Johnson. Dim Johnson tries to pass. Stolen by Guthrie. Guthrie going to dribble all the way to the left corner, put up a three-pointer in transition. That's no good. Rebound, Levi Johnson Sr. Levi Johnson passes to Pitka. Pitka tries a three-pointer. It gets blocked by Hayward. So a block shot and a steal by Guthrie. Guthrie to Scudero, and Scudero will cross the timeline. 14-point lead for Metlakatla. Scudero drives the bucket and dishes to a wide-open Hayward. So another case of a collapsed defense and leaving a wide-open man on the weak side for an easy two. Now a 16-point lead for Metlakatla. 8:19 left to go in the ball game. A deep three-pointer. No good by Angoon. Rebound, Booth. Booth outlets to Hayward. Back to Booth, and Booth will walk the ball across the timeline. Setting up the offense, he swings it to Scudero. Pass inside to Hayward, down on the low block. Hayward trying to back in. He'll kick out to Booth. Booth hits Guthrie in the corner. Guthrie tries a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Hayward. Back to Guthrie on the wing. Guthrie swings it around to Scudero. Scudero's going to try a deep three-pointer himself. That's no good. Rebound Angoon. John Grossman Jr. on the rebound, and Grossman will take the ball himself into the Angoon half court. Grossman, he's going to try a deep three-pointer. That's no good. Tipped by Scudero into the hands of Booth, and Booth passes it back to Scudero. 7:21 left to go in the ball game. Metlakatla 56, Angoon 40. Passes inside to Hayward on the block. Hayward going to dribble, try a hook shot. Rattles around, no good. Rebound Stephen Johnson for Angoon. Johnson outlets to Levi Johnson Sr. And he gets the ball stripped away by Scudero. And Scudero passes it off to Guthrie. Guthrie will dribble the ball across the midcourt line. Guthrie to the top of the key. Guthrie now picks up the speed. He's going to drive, try to reverse lane. It bounces. Does not go in. Pitka on the rebound. Pitka's going to attack. He's already all the way into his half court, passes off to Levi Johnson Sr. Sr. puts up a shot, gets fouled in the process. Bucket's no good, but he will go to the line and shoot two. Again, shooting two for Angoon, number nine, Levi Johnson Sr. Scudero, Booth, Brendable, Guthrie, and Hayward on the floor for Metlakatla. Levi Johnson John Grossman, Tim Johnson, Michael Pitka, and subbing into the ballgame, Guy Hunter on the floor for Angoon. Levi Johnson, senior, about to attempt his second free throw here. Shots up. Shots good, nothing but net. So Johnson now has 4 points on the ball game. Metlakatla 56, Angoon 42. Overpass on the inbound play, stolen by Angoon. Guy Hunter with the steal. He outlets to the right wing. A cutter's hit, a back... behind the back, fancy pass from Guy Hunter to Dim Johnson, and Dim Johnson puts it up for two. 56-44 now. Angoon trying to stay in this thing with 6:11 left to go in the ballgame. Ball's passed to Scudero, Scudero to Brendable. Brendable, top of the key, back over to Hayward. Hayward's going to dribble down to the left wing. He's going to launch a three-pointer. That's no good. And it bounces up over the top of the bucket into the rigging. Out of bounds, Angoon basketball. Pitka dribbles down court. He's going to dish in a deep three-pointer up and no good. Rebounded by Brendable. Brendable to Guthrie. Guthrie to Scudero, and Scudero directing traffic. Pointing out where he wants people to go as there's three guys on one side of the court and kind of isolated for Scudero. A pass to Hayward in the high post. He turns around, misses the jumper, rebound, Angoon. 5.5 left to play. A pass saved into the hands of Pitka. And Pitka hits a 15-foot jumper, blows a kiss to the crowd in the process. Count that one for two, and that's 12 points on the night for Pitka. Now it's a 10-point lead for Angoon as the crowd is getting active as the game gets closer. Guthrie, top of the key, passes to Scudero. Scudero catching two three-pointer. Nothing but net. Scudero count it for three. Basketball fans, we have a timeout on the floor. You've been listening to KINY. Keep it locked. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Welcome back to the ball game, and thank you for tuning in to KINY's coverage of gold medal basketball. Broadcast live from the George Eason Gymnasium here at Junior Douglas High School. Angoon basketball. Ball's inbounded to Pitka. Pitka. Outlets to Johnson Sr. Back to Pitka. Pitka going to try a deep three-pointer. That's up. No good. Rebound, Jay Scudero. And Scudero gets fouled on the rebound. That's the first foul for Angoon here in the fourth period. Brendable inbounds to Booth. And Booth for Metlakatla will get things going. Metlakatla extending their lead to 13. It was all the way down to 10. Marsden back to Booth. Booth swings it around to Brendable. Brendable looking inside. Doesn't like what he sees. Hits a cutting Hayward. Hayward at the top of the key. He's going to square up and try a three. No good. Rebound Booth. And Booth will dribble back out. Tightly guarded by Pitka. Marsden, Apollo Marsden with a spin move, and he gets fouled. So Marsden, the center, coming out to try to set a pick, and he ends up being the primary dribbler and gets fouled. Foul on the floor. No shots. Marsden will take it out of bounds. Metlakatla 59, Angoon 46. 4:14 left to play. Ball's inbounded to Booth. Chris Booth being tightly guarded. And a reach-in foul by Michael Pitka for Angoon. Angoon still with another foul left to give before it turns into the double bonus. Ball's inbounded to Booth. Booth hits Hayward down low. Hayward kicks it back out to Brendable. Brendable unguarded, tries a three-pointer. Bounces off the front of the rim. Hayward, though, in for the rebound, and he's cleaning the glass. Count it for two on the mop-up and the bucket by Brian Hayward. Angoon basketball hitting a cutting Pitka. Pitka tries to lay in. No good. Rebounded by Booth. Booth outlets to Scudero. Chase Scudero. He's going to attack the bucket. And dribbles back out. Now he's going to re-dribble down inside. Got a defender. Knocked the ball out of bounds. Guy Hunter. So Scudero drove all the way down under the bucket. Drove back outside the three-point line. Then attacked the bucket again. Had the ball knocked out of bounds. Apollo Marsden receives the inbound pass. He's going to hand it off to Booth. Chris Booth, top of the key. 3:18 left to go in the ball game. Metlakatla 61, Angoon 46. Apollo Marsden dribbling the ball out at the midcourt, gets fouled. Next foul against Angoon will put Metlakatla at the free throw line. 14 fouls on Angoon, one team foul on Metlakatla. 61-46, Met leads Angoon. As Met will take the ball on the sideline right in front of their bench. Brendable, positioned to take the ball from the ref. Looking to pass, still looking to pass. Connects, gets the ball back, passed inside to Hayward on the post. Hayward going to get it out to Marsden, Apollo Marsden. Marsden gets fouled on the floor. And that being the 15th foul against Angoon, it'll take Apollo Marsden to the free throw line to shoot two. Folks, we want to extend our appreciation to our sponsors. A big thank you to Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, Subway, Kootsnawu, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, The Mason Jar, Glacier Gardens, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska. Again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors. Apollo Marsden makes both of his free throws here in the fourth quarter, extending Metlakatla's score to 63. Coast to coast, attacking the basket, trying to dish, was Levi Johnson Sr. However, his dish was stolen. Outlet pass to Guthrie. Guthrie unguarded on the left side with the right hand and the easy touch. Count the bucket good for Clifton Guthrie. 65-46, a 19-point lead now for Metlakatla. A scrum on the floor and a foul against Metlakatla. That foul will go against Apollo Marsden. Brendable will have a seat. Scudero will check back into the ballgame. John Marsden, Apollo Marsden, Scudero, Hayward, and Guthrie on the floor for Metlakatla. Angoon basketball. Ball gets tipped out of bounds. Guy Hunter will take the inbound pass. It gets stolen, and Guthrie is out front, and he's going to attack the basket. Dish. That ball gets stolen. Levi Johnson jumping into the passing lane and stealing the ball. Thomas Bell, Michael Pitka, Dim Johnson, Guy Hunter, and a three-point attempt by Thomas Bell. No good. Those are the five on the court for Angoon. 2 minutes left to go in the ball game, and a 19-point lead for Metlakatla. Chase Scudero nearly has the ball stolen, is able to recover it, and Scudero with an open lane misses the lay-in as he puts a smile on his face about that. Foul on the floor against Guthrie. Ball handler was Levi Johnson in that case. He gets fouled. 13th foul on Metlakatla. So a foul on the floor will result in the ball being taken out of bounds on the sideline by Angoon. Inbounded to Michael Pitka. Pitka hits the corner. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Chase Scudero. And Scudero to Apollo Marsden. Marsden to Guthrie. And Guthrie will take the point duties here with a minute 33 left to go in the ball game and a 19-point lead. Guthrie dribbles down to the left wing and then decides to attack and drives an easy lay-in there for Clifton Guthrie. He liked what he saw. He took the lane, and he scored. Angoon basketball, catch-and-shoot three-pointer up, no good. Rebounded by Angoon. Thomas Bell into the ballgame. He's going to drive the bucket. No good. Rebound, Brian Hayward. Hayward outlets to Guthrie. Guthrie's going to dribble down to the corner. He dishes, and wide open on the opposite side is John Marsden, and John Marsden scores his first bucket of the ballgame. 50 seconds left to go. Metlakatla 69, Angoon 46. Metlakatla poised to advance in this tournament. Three-pointer no good by Angoon. Rebound, Marsden. He tries to pass it to Scudero, jumping into the passing lane and knocking the ball out of bounds is Guy Hunter. So man-to-man press look by Angoon. Scudero going to take the ball across the timeline. Scudero with a deep three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound, Guthrie. Guthrie's going to try a deep three-pointer, and that's no good. Rebound, Marsden. Marsden tries a lay-in. That's not good either. Angoon basketball, 19 seconds left on the clock. Metlakatla 69, Angoon 46. As Guy Hunter crosses the timeline, Hunter going to drive and take the ball up himself. Lane's no good. Hunter tries to rebound and knocks it off of a Met defender. Nope, it's going to be off of Hunter. Metlakatla basketball. Apollo Marsden inbounds to Scudero. Scudero, 5 seconds left on the clock, is going to allow the clock to wind down. Gold medal basketball fans, we have a final. Metlakatla 69, Angoon 46. Gold medal basketball fans, you've been tuned into live coverage here on KINY. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 2 minutes with your post-game scoring summary.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves. A spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Spring has sprung and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra toughs, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Metal basketball fans, welcome back to the George Houston Gymnasium here at June Douglas High School. We have a final in the C bracket here. Metlakatla defeats Angoon to advance in the tournament by a score of 69-46. Basketball fans, this is your KINY postgame scoring summary. Starting out with the losing Angoon squad, scoring 12 points on the night was number 0, Michael Pitka. Levi Johnson Sr. scored 5 on the effort. John Grossman Jr. scored 16. Guy Hunter contributed 8. Dim Johnson scored 2, and James Wilson scored 3 on the Angoon side of the court. Over on the Metlakatla side, Chris Booth scored 2 points on the evening. John Marsden scored 2. Jay Scudero scored 14. Clifton Guthrie contributed 21 on the victory. Apollo Marsden with 6 points. And Brian Hayward led all scorers for a total of 24 points on his night, again, for a 69-point effort in the victory for Metlakatla. Basketball fans, my name's Scott McAdams. I've been on the call here. It's been glad to have you at the Lions 75th Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an update from Mike Clasby.
Well, it's an update, and it's a plan for tomorrow. How's that?
Sounds good.
By the way, for you high school fans, if you didn't hear today, Mount Edgecombe boys and girls in 3A won their game. Sitka girls, the Lady Wolves, lost. And then in 4A, Thunder Mountain boys and girls both won to move on. Thunder Mountain boys won 63-61 in overtime, and I think it was like 74-48 or so. I can't remember for Lady Falcons. Yeah, tomorrow, here's the different games, and they're not in order, they're in brackets. Let's see if I can start. Let's start with the, I don't have them in time order. In C, tomorrow, Klukwan will play Metlakatla, that's loser out. 7:30 will be Huna and Heidelberg for the semifinal. In the B competition, 2:30 it'll be Haynes and Angoon, loser out. 9 o'clock, Heidelberg and Huna in the semifinals. Masters, 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, our first game, Angoon against Klukwan, loser out. Then the 4:30 afternoon game in the Masters will be Sitka and Huna for the semifinals. And in the women's, our second game tomorrow, 11:30, Yakutat versus Angoon in loser out. And 6 o'clock will be Haynes and POW, and we'll carry all 8 of those games starting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Very good, Mike, and thank you for that. We will carry all 8 games tomorrow, as we will carry all 42 games of this tournament. It is our pleasure at KINY to be part of this historic basketball tournament as well as cultural event. Basketball fans, you've been listening to KINY here on the radio. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. We appreciate you tuning in, and please do have a great evening.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball live on KINY. Subscribe to the podcast and listen online at KINYradio.com.